from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
And right now, issues that Microsoft is experiencing a global outage due to an issue with CrowdStrike. It's called Falcon Sensor Software, causing widespread disruptions and triggering the blue screen of death on Windows PCs, which means they're inoperable.
Now, Larry, I have found out what has to be done to get a computer with the blue screen of death back in service. And you're watching one of our engineering staff right now, Chris Hudak's out there working on Greg McAtee's computer. They have to go into the computer's, the security software. And there's a file that has to be deleted in order for the machine to work properly again.
But the fact that they already know how to do that.
But imagine, I don't know how many PCs we have in our offices up here at Foster Plaza, but it's got to be close to 100 or more, right?
So if they had to do this individually with every computer,
yikes!
That's going to be, if you work anywhere that uses Microsoft, or if you're flying in particular, as Paul detailed in the newscast, there have been orders of ground stoppages for most of the airlines. They're trying to get back up online, obviously, as soon as possible.
It's worldwide, Larry. It's not just us either. This thing is a gigantic problem. And I think that one of the thoughts I had earlier I want to share with you now is that we're far too dependent on, you know, one or two big companies. And when things go wrong, everybody suffers.
That's 100% true. You know, you and I have talked about this because we were here manning the station during COVID. When all the other stations were remote. And so we were here every single day, not knowing in the beginning where this thing was going. And one of the things I said to you was, can you imagine if you couldn't access anything through your computers? And here we are in a situation where if you're traveling by air, a global tech outage, disrupting operations, airlines halting flights, many broadcasters off the air. But our stations are up and running thanks to our IT team. But according to the alert, the global security firm CrowdStrike is reviewing the situation. Obviously, they're working on it. So we'll continue to follow this story throughout the course of the morning here on the Big K Morning Show. Otherwise, it kind of, pun intended, trumped what would otherwise be a story.
Together we will lead America to new heights of greatness.
It was the final night for the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, And Donald Trump formally accepted the party's nomination. That part was no mystery, but I think a lot of people were interested on what the former president had to say. He had a lot to say.
And it took 93 minutes to do it, the longest presidential acceptance speech in history.
And he started by talking about unity, then started talking more like the Donald Trump you've heard before. And he's still rolling with the stolen election propaganda, which I was surprised that he threw that in there. He suggested the Democrats use COVID somehow to steal the election in 2020. Other than that, he had great support from those in the room. Obviously, it was, I thought, very appropriate to recognize Corey Comparator, who is the firefighter that we know from a Buffalo Township, went to Freedom High School. The viewing was yesterday. His funeral is this morning.
And that is a private service. Yes, Comparator's helmet and firefighter's jacket were brought out onto the stage, and the former president kissed both.
Yeah, he walked over, and it was actually, apparently it was really his gear that they requested that they could utilize to honor him on stage last night. I watched all the way up to 11:30, and I thought by then Trump's speech would be over. But he kept rolling, and he went off script.
At the end, I guess a good 5 minutes of ad lib.
Well, 90, what was it, 93 minutes?
Yes.
By far the longest speech, acceptance speech in history. I couldn't last any longer. I gave it an hour. I thought he'll maybe do an hour, 45 minutes, but it was double that, 45 minutes. So
he repeated what he had told Selena Zito in the interview with the Washington Examiner. He, you know, I shouldn't be here. He said, you know, he was credited God with a miracle that he survived the assassination attempt. And then he described in pretty great detail what he had gone through, what the sensations were like and the feelings that he had.
And he said he wouldn't talk about it again. And then he only mentioned Joe Biden in one brief moment, mid-speech, and he said, I was going to bring up his name, but he said it a couple of times and then did not say it after that. Some of the build-up, though, was a big show. I mean, they had Kid Rock actually was brought up on stage because he contacted Donald Trump, said, I'd love to be a part of this. He invited him and
Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan, who ripped his shirt off on stage.
It was like going back in time.
But the show, whoever put the show together, it was like a WWE extravaganza.
Yep.
And obviously he's very familiar with that because Donald Trump was inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame in 2013. This is before, obviously, his first presidency.
This is one of the parts of the president. If I could talk to Donald Trump about anything, I would ask him, what is it with you and this wrestling stuff?
He loves it.
Tell me how it is that you fell in love with it and why, as a grown-up, now a senior citizen, you take such delight in it. I mean, I was interested when I was a kid and a teenager, and then I kind of drifted away once I figured out that you know, this is all, you know, performance art.
It is? Oh, Paul, you've ruined everything. Download the free Odyssey app, AUDACY. Take us with you wherever you go. We'll keep you posted on breaking news like we have this morning. Woke up expecting to talk about the final night of the Republican National Convention, and we will throughout the morning. However,
there's this computer thing.
Yeah, it's a big deal. A Wall Street Journal just posted massive global technology outage. Took down airlines, medical services, TV broadcast, banks, scores of other business and services around the world. A stunning example of the fragility of our dependence on global software in this economy.
That is that last sentence, that is so well put.
The outage, attributed, as you've referenced, Paul, to CrowdStrike, a cybersecurity firm whose software is used by scores of industries around the world to protect against hackers and outside breaches. Our own engineer, Vic Pasquarelli, told us that there was an upload issue with a bad file, and this has caused this computer outage, which has, for the practical part, in terms of travel, ground-stopped airlines. What ground-stop means is those aircraft in the air that were in the air prior to this will continue to their destinations. However, many airlines are not taking off yet. So them trying to work with you on ticketing and trying to find other flights or all that, I guess it's a major issue right now around the world and for us, Pittsburgh International.
We just got an update on what's going on at the airport, and we'll be able to pass that along here in about 6.5 minutes. What I think is that I'm not sure why certain businesses were affected, like media and travel.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
And financial, like a Visa and things of this sort, and then others were not. And I'm not hearing a lot about this is impacting, for example, hospitals, perhaps?
Or rather businesses that we don't yet know because they're not up and running yet for normal business hours. But it has affected Visa, some banks, Amazon. I don't know what people are going to do if they can't order on Amazon.
Wow, there's going to be massive withdrawal all over the place.
This is a major issue. Not affecting Apple and some of the other platforms. Again, this is Microsoft.
It sure has affected us this morning here at the radio station. We have four other stations with us up here, and it looked for a while there that they were in deep trouble. We fortunately were the first to get our act enough together so we could proceed this morning. But, you know, it could have gone either way. When I was on the way in, I got a heads up from our overnight producer, Greg Finley, who's terrific, by the way. And he sent me a message to say, hey, this is what's going on, and, you know, so, you know, be ready when you get here. And I, you know, even then you don't know what to expect.
And moments ago, American Airlines posted a technical issue with a vendor impacted multiple carriers, including American. They have been able to safely reestablish their operations. We apologize to customers for their inconvenience. So slowly, apparently, these airlines are getting back up.
Does it say they've lifted their ground stop yet?
It did for American, and we will double check this, but it's coming from the Wall Street Journal. So and the New York Times. That's pretty credible sourcing. However, we'll have more information on this coming up here at the bottom of the hour, and right after we'll get the updates and make sure you know exactly what's going on. But suffice to say, if you had airline travel plans, either picking up or taking off, if you were getting somebody that's flying in, there's likely to be disruptions, and we'll keep you posted. This is the Big K Morning Show. Welcome to the weekend, and welcome to, we've been handed a plate full of issues when it comes to computer systems around the world. Larry Richard with our anchorman, Paul Rasmussen. So, Paul, flying is one of those big issues, as you've detailed. Ground stop orders for some airlines, some back up and running, apparently. So what I did is I went on the apps, because that's what passengers would do, is utilize their apps. For instance, Southwest Airlines. So I picked Pittsburgh to Atlanta, says they're a go. Spirit Airlines, when I looked at flight status, it wouldn't populate. So I don't know. I went on Delta, showing some on-time departures from Pittsburgh. And then I'm on American. And just to give you some idea, if you go to a flight Pittsburgh to Atlanta, it says delayed, the 702 flight, but it doesn't say how long it's delayed. And then to look further, 720, this one goes to Detroit, delayed. And on. So I'm looking at the different flights out of Pittsburgh. On time, it says, an 8:15 to Philadelphia. So, and then a 10 o'clock to Charlotte is canceled. So as I go through, so make sure if you have air travel plans to check this out, because this has been a major issue.
Looking at what I can find on my Delta app, I'm not able to tell much of anything there.
Right, so
I went to the flight status, and then I just like searched by city and airport. I went and put in Pittsburgh to New York City, any of the airports, and none of them. All the flights that pop up, there's no indication one way or the other if they're canceled, delayed, what have you.
The CEO and president of CrowdStrike, George Kurtz, just posted this. CrowdStrike is actively working with customers impacted by a defect found in a single content update for Windows hosts. Mac and Linux.
Linux, I guess, maybe?
Yeah, that's are not impacted. This is not a security incident or a cyber attack. This is an issue that has been identified, isolated, and a fix has been deployed. We're referring customers to the support portal of the latest updates, and will continue to provide complete and continuous updates on our website. We further recommend organizations ensure they're communicating with CrowdStrike representatives through official channels. Our team is fully mobilized to ensure the security and stability of CrowdStrike.
Some of the language that people will use when they're, you know, talking officially. Did he say actively working at the beginning there?
Yes.
As opposed to inactively working. I find that really humorous.
Right.
We're actively working. Well, of course you are. You just got the whole world shut down, pal. And let me say this, too. Based on what you're saying, it sounds like we're in picking up the pieces mode worldwide. I think that The problem's been solved, so now we just all have to figure out, you know, how best to move along.
Right. Well, each organization has to make sure that they're able to update and refresh, or whatever. Our IT team here has been with us overnight since 2 a.m., and they have been successful in restoring full function to our group. So credit to our IT guys. They're the guys that when you're seated at your computer and you ask them a question, after several minutes, they tell you to get up and move, and they sit down at the keyboard.
Yeah. And by the way, I don't want to leave people with the impression that, you know, everything's, you know, rosy around here. I mean, I'm down to half my capability in the news studio. The computers that I prefer to use are both inoperative right now, and they require manual intervention, quote unquote, to get them back together again.
Yeah, you got your hands full. I'm looking out in the newsroom. Pat Septak, our news editor, is receiving smoke signals from you in the news booth. So we don't have the traditional communications. But suffice to say, there is a worldwide effort to restore functionality to this Microsoft systems that are utilizing. So that blue screen of death, that's an acronym that they created where you see the blue screen and it, you can't function. One of our engineers is working on that. He's updated it, he said, 5 times?
I think.
Or restarted it, I mean?
The recommendation is that you restart the machine, reboot the machine 5 times. I have no idea. But I think they have to also delete a particular security file that's been corrupted. This screen that I'm talking about, what it says is, it says recovery. It looks like Windows didn't load correctly. No kidding. Well, how about that?
I'm curious, if you just left the airport or if you're listening on your way out, give us a call, 866-391-1020. We'll also get an update on the weekend weather with AccuWeather next, and we will discuss Donald Trump's speech last night as he accepted the party's nomination at the Republican National Convention. Coming up at the top of this hour, we'll have the latest on this computer issue with Microsoft that's really affected travel in particular in the moment worldwide, and we're hearing that things are slowly getting back to normal. We'll go and check in with Paul Rasmussen. Paul, I know you're working on that. And we'll also have, after Donald Trump's official acceptance of the party's nomination, some of the highlights of the Republican National Convention last night.
Nestler, he spoke about a message of unity in his interview with Selena Zito in the Washington Examiner, and he did touch on some of those themes. It was a 93-minute speech. Toward the end, he veered away from the unity, though, and started talking on, hitting on some of his
We're going to talk to
pet peeves,
a series,
I guess would be the way to, yeah.
Series of experts just to get everybody's take on what he had to say in those 93 minutes coming up throughout the morning. And we'll continue to keep you posted on the issues with computers, Microsoft.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.